Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Rock and rolling, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I often don't wear jerseys on the air, but I had to throw on during the commercial break my number 75 Vince Wilfork jersey, because now joining us on behalf of Kingsford is Vince Wilfork himself, and he's teamed up with Kingsford to officially teach Jason Kelce how to slow down and create memories around the grill as he begins his retirement. Check out the hilarious new video of Vince and Jason on their social media channels, and it's an honor to have Vince Wilfork on the Zach Gelb Show right now. How you doing, Vince? I would call you a big fella, but you're looking good these days, my man.
I'm doing good. I can't complain. Feel good, look good, you know?
Especially when you have to wear those overalls. I always know when you were in, especially with the Texans at the end of your career, you like to wear those overalls. But that video you put out with Jason Kelce, man, you guys are rocking those overalls pretty well.
Man, let me tell you something. You know, Jason is just getting to retirement. So I'm so excited to be partnering up with Kingsford and Jason to show him the ropes, what it takes to be a retired and king of the grill. And be the king, you have to be with the best, and that's Kingsford Original, baby. So everybody can follow us on Kingsford.com, you know, to see us and find recipes and all that good stuff. It's a good place to be, so pretty excited about this.
You know, it's kind of crazy looking back at it. Your last year in the NFL was 2016. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. It seems as if your career literally has gone in a blink of an eye, and we know one day you're going to be deservedly in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But outside of giving Jason some tips around the grill and making sure that he cooks the ribs the right way, what advice would you give to him about transitioning into this lifestyle now of no longer playing football and being actually on the football field?
Well, the thing is, first of all, stay next to the grill with Kingsford. That's first and foremost. But, you know, enjoy family time and friends. And honestly, that's why this partnership with Kingsford is so beautiful, because when you're cooking, everything is slow, low and slow, and you create in moments, right? You have family, you have friends, and it teaches you to embrace that time. And that's why this whole campaign with Kingsford makes so much sense, because that's what cooking is all about. You know what I mean? That's what cooking is all about. So he will enjoy it. I know I talked with him a little bit. He said he got a few things up his sleeve he want to do, enjoy. And I say, regardless of what, make sure you enjoy your time with your family and friends. And now with Kingsford, make sure you have that Kingsford Original for champions, because we both champions. So to be the best, use the best. And that's Kingsford for us.
When you guys were cooking up those ribs, who was control of the aux cord? Were you playing the tunes, or was it him?
He was in charge of the tunes. I didn't care about the tunes. I was teaching him the meat. This is how you're doing the meat. Like Jason, like a little kid, like, go play. I had to bring him back in. You want to be king on the grill, you have to learn his stuff. But he did good. I mean, the hand of batons over to him. He deserved it, and he's well on his way.
I'm assuming you guys were listening to a lot of Taylor Swift, right, with the Kelce family and Travis dated Taylor.
But you know, the thing is, I block everything out when I'm focused. And when I'm cooking, I don't care what's going on around me, I'm focused. It's me and the grill, baby.
Talking to Vince Wilfork right now on behalf of Kingsford, you deserve to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. To me, it's not a matter of if you're going to get in, it's just when. I know you've been a semifinalist now three times. Have you given that a lot of thought about going into the Hall of Fame one day, or is it just out of your control?
No, I never thought about it when I played, and I don't think about it now. You know, only time I think about it now is when that time comes around, and if my name's mentioned, you know, people will text or call me or whatever. But other than that, it doesn't make me or break me either way, because at the end of the day, guys, they see me play. Every offense I played against, I was in their game plan, and I changed the game from my position. So I'm a nose tackle. So that means I have to go in when guys like Warren Sapp and Cortez Kennedy and Aaron Donald, like, I'm gonna have to go in with those. I compete with those guys, but they got over 100 career sacks, and you know, I'm sitting here under 20, so I get it, you know, but it don't make or break me. My life is good, and it's going to continue to be good with or without it. So I don't stress out at all, and I don't think about it.
When you look back at your career, what are you most proud about? Just wondering.
Greatest teammate. And I'm proud about the success we had, and just to see other guys be a part of it. You know, it wasn't ever about me. I was just one person. But my job, I just wanted to make sure everybody around me knew what I brought to the table, how hard I was going to work. But the greatest feeling of it all was just seeing my teammates be successful and get recognition and make the plays and win Super Bowls. For me, it was all about team. Like, if I wanted to be an individual player, like I said, I would have stuck with track and field because I was a great shot putter. You know, I still hold a state record in Florida at 68 feet. So wow. I could pursue that if I wanted to be individual and selfish easily. I mean, but I chose football because I love the camaraderie. I like the team atmosphere, and it's winning together as one. So,
and you know, a lot of people have been taking shots at your ex-coach Bill Belichick the last 2 years, and it was nice to have you guys all back in the building for Tom's induction into the Patriots Hall of Fame. And that reaction Bill got from the Patriot fans, a standing ovation, was very special. Just how do you kind of reflect on your time playing for the great Bill Belichick?
I love Bill. I mean, Bill, the greatest coach of all time. A lot of people want to talk about his legacy. There's nothing to talk about. I mean, what this man done in two decades in the organization, it ain't going to be done again in 2 decades. It's not going to happen. To be able to be coached by the greatest and be able to play with the greatest quarterback of all time, I'm blessed. You know, and we've had a lot of guys that come in and out. We had a lot of great teammates, but when I can sit and tell my kids and my grandkids, I played for this guy and this was my quarterback. You know, these guys are going to be in the history books, so doing something that's unheard of, you know. So I'm very happy and I'm proud of that, looking back at my career, just understanding the type of people that I was around and surrounded myself with and played with was pretty awesome.
And we just went through this past year with Tom Brady being retired now. Bill no longer in New England and didn't get hired this past cycle. He's out this year. Is that going to be surreal when you're watching football maybe in the fall and you know Bill Belichick isn't on an NFL sideline?
No, because Bill coaches don't play. You know, it's not like guys look at a football team because they want to see what coaches over there. They following the coach. No, I follow the team. So because of how you slice, I love Bill and I love all my teammates I play for. But when I look at football, I'm looking at the Patriots and I'm looking at the Texans or I'm looking at whoever. That's what I'm looking at, not a coach.
How about the current state of both those teams you played for? The Patriots, they're welcoming in Drake May, and the Texans, man, D'Amico Ryans was awesome in year one. C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, they really got things cooking up in a good way in Houston.
Yes, Houston. Houston has gotten to that winning culture. They found it. They figured it out. And I always knew that it wasn't never lack of talent. You know, it was just figuring out what works for them, what type of winning culture, what it looks like and what it feels like. And I think everything they've done for the past 2 years, it's like, okay, now they're to the point where they can be a top team. So now they have to build. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do this year. I got them going far. Like, I love a quarterback pick. I love Diggs coming over, and they starting to make this some things happen in trades and free agency and this, that, and the other. They're putting this team together like it's supposed to be put together, and they're going to see. That's what it takes to win. It takes that. So I'm waiting for them to finally get a Super Bowl brung back to Houston, because I know this city, they will tear some stuff up in a good way.
Yeah.
Super Bowl coming to Houston for the first time, because they don't know what it's like. As far as New England, they're the rebuilding stage. I think, you know, they picked their quarterback. They think they have a franchise. They spent the number three pick on him. I like what he brings to the table. It's going to take a little time to get him going, but I think he's in good hands with Gerard and Van Pelt offensively. So it's up to him to learn it, get the reps, and when he's comfortable, when they come and they feel like he's ready, he'll be forced to play. So I'm excited to see both of my old team, see how they respond, because Patriots is basically where Texas was 2 years ago. You see what I'm saying? And D'Amico Ryans, he came in and he turned that ship around. He got that team to play for him. But I see very similar to what's going to happen in, you know, New England. I think that Mayo's going to turn that team around, and they're going to want to play for him, but it's just in a tougher division.
Would you ever be interested in coaching if maybe Gerard hit you up?
I'll come help him with some stuff. You know, I'll be a week up there with him or something, but coaching, nah. It's not my thing. I'll help, but just too much time consuming, and my life don't consist of that anymore. You know, I like to make my own schedule.
No, I totally understand. And wrapping up with Vince Wilfork, who should be in the Hall of Fame one day on behalf of Kingsford. Let me ask you one more about Bill. Do you think he'll end up coaching again? Because I kind of envision maybe him on the Cowboys or even the Giants next year as their head coach.
I hope he do, because he's so close to having an all-time record. And I want to see him, because he deserves it, because of what he's done for this game. He deserves it. So I'm praying and I'm pulling, like, all he needs is, what, 20-some games, whatever it may be. So that's – for Bill, that could be 2 years, you know. Sign a 3-year deal and get it, and whatever happen after that. But I think he deserves it, and I think he's so close that he should be able to get it. So I think it's a team out there. I mean, I would want him on my team to break that record. Like, he broke it on my team. But I think Bill will go where he know he can help win. That's one thing about him. If he don't think he can win, he's not going to be with it. And I respect that.
And in the meantime, right, you could invite Bill, his new girlfriend, also Gronk, and everyone TB12, and you cook him some ribs with Kingsford, right?
Right. Me and Kingsford, we'll get it rocking. And I have Jason retired now. So guess what? The shebang, the band, and the boys are back in town, baby.
Before we let you run, because I brought up your status for the Hall of Fame, how about Rodney Harrison? You know, I think Rodney is definitely deserving of going into the Hall of Fame. How about yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the greatest safeties there is, and one of the greatest players. I mean, how he played the game. Amazing teammate. So he deserved to be in there. But you know, it's not up to us. You know, we have to leave it in the hands of other people. And I know my shot is way longer than his, you know, but he's well deserved to be in.
But you know what? I think it's important. Like, Bill has always talked about Rodney getting in. Brady brought you up, right? I think he called you the greatest nose guard to ever play the game. I think when you have those two guys advocating for you, it goes a long way, even though it shouldn't need it to be said, but it's nice to be said.
Right. It's you know, it's good to hear your teammates and your coach talk how they really feel, because when we're playing, we're not talking like this.
Yeah. You
know, we have one mission. We work, we grind. But when you finish and you look back on your career, you can hear your teammates and your coaches and everybody that you play with, how they respond and talk to you and tell you what you meant to them as a teammate and as a person. It's special. It's special. So it's good to hear those things, because a lot of times we don't hear playing from our inner circle, you know, because we have a job to do. But now you could kind of pat yourself on the back and be like, you know, I was a good teammate and I did accomplish a lot of stuff and I did do this. So it's okay.
Last thing I'll ask you, you believe in a Mario Cristobal at your alma mater with the U?
I do, but we got to get going. Like, we have to get going. I don't think it'll take a long time for us to get back to where we were. I mean, sure. Because college football is just so different now. And it's hard, and it's hard for a college coach now because you can lose recruits left and right. So it don't even make sense to recruit these guys because if they don't like some, they leave. So it's hard for a college coach nowadays. But I believe in him. He know what it takes to be a winner. He's a hurricane. So hopefully that can start spilling over and start showing in our play.
No, appreciate all the memories that you provided on the football field. A lot of Sundays I was watching you in person or on my uncle's couch, and it was always a throw to watch Big Vince Wilfork, especially when you had those interceptions.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
There he is, Vince Wilfork, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what's funny? We did that list earlier. The EA Sports, college football, toughest places to play. A&M was one, Alabama was two, LSU was three, Ohio State was four, Georgia was five, Penn State was in at six, Wisconsin was seven, Oklahoma was eight, Florida State was nine, and Florida is 10. Like, you look at the Miami games now, no one goes. That place is empty. And I like Mario Cristobal a lot. I do. You know, I think he was at FIU. And that's when I first was, like, aware of him. And before Temple hired Matt Rhule, I was, like, basically saying, oh, Mario Cristobal, when I was covering that search, would be a great hire for Temple. And he did a very good job at Oregon, had that big win up against Ohio State, at Ohio State, in the horseshoe. I just hope he gets it right at Miami. And I know Miami fans don't want to hear patience, 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 because that was, like, the college football program. And, oh, boy, how the mighty have fallen. But you just look at, like, Florida State, for example, who's about to fall as well. And I love Norvell at Memphis. And I thought it was a good hire by Florida State. But you got to survive the initial crap that comes your way. And what Norvell's done the last 2 years, now he's one of the finest coaches in college football. But Mario Cristobal, 5-7 the first year. Right? You had, like, the parents complaining and all that stuff. It's just ridiculous. And then they go 7-6. They need a big season this year. And they got Cam Ward. Right, he was supposed to go to the NFL draft and then ended up coming on back. So you got a player at quarterback, you know, and he was at Incarnate Word. And then last year, Washington State. So, you know, you got a potential player right there. But that's a program that Mario Cristobal, even if it's not all roses this year and all greatness this year, he's got to have a good season, like just a good season. They blew that game last year. You know, they were able to recover. But I hope Mario Cristobal could work, but you're going to have to survive some tough years, and it's tough as a college football program, especially with a fan base that may not show up, but they're still resting on the glory days. It's tough for a coach to survive at a place like Miami.
Should have never tore down the Orange Bowl. That's it. That's it. You want to point to the downfall of Miami football? That's it.
I was sitting there, and I saw Chris Hess. He was like, you could tell he was just like jonesing to get on the radio.
Itching.
Like, he was itching. He was like shaking. You know, I was like, what is he about to say? And the moment I took a breath, should have never got rid of the Orange Bowl. You are a quirky guy, I will say. I mean that in a positive way, too. I was just not – that entertained me. I wasn't expecting those words to come out of your mouth. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler will join us 20 minutes from now for our Winkler Wednesday. But we come on back, we'll do a little This Week in Sports History.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer. With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fire up the time machine.
I don't believe what I just saw.
We take a look back at the biggest moments in history on another edition of This Week in Sports on the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, time for another edition of This Week in Sports. Let's hear from Stuart Kovacs, who will tell us a few things that happened this week. May it be a year ago or many, many years ago. What do we got cooking, Stu?
All right, the first one, we have June 24th, 2010. In the longest match in tennis history, American John Isner defeated Nicolas Mahut of France at Wimbledon, and it had multiple delays. The match lasted 11 hours and 5 minutes over 3 days of play. Isner won in the fifth set tiebreak 70-68.
How about that? No 7 days in hell, if you remember that movie.
No, that was, I remember being on vacation, summer vacation home. I believe that was my freshman year of college. And I just remember it just kept going on and on and on multiple days. I was like, this is crazy. This is fun.
Next one. Let's go.
We have June 27th, 1988 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Mike Tyson took on Michael Spinks. Both fighters were undefeated and going for the heavyweight championship. Tyson made quick work of Spinks, knocking him out in just 91 seconds.
And now we are waiting patiently to see when Mike Tyson will get back into the ring, and I'm hoping that does not happen because that fight already got moved, and I don't think that's a fight that should happen. I don't think Dana White believes it should happen either. He didn't say it when I was at UFC at the Barclays Center, but he basically alluded to it. He didn't want to be disrespectful to his friend, the great Mike Tyson.
All right, next up, we had history in Major League Baseball on June 29th, 1990. We had two no-hitters on the same day. A's Dave Stewart no-hit the Blue Jays, and Dodgers Fernando Valenzuela no-hit the Cardinals 6-0. First time ever that you had no-hitters, two no-hitters the same day, one in each league.
You know, I had tickets, or I was offered tickets, for the Johan Santana no-hitter against the Cardinals. I got offered tickets late by someone I know that works for the Mets. And I fell asleep. I took a nap late afternoon. I woke up and I was like, oh, it's too late. I remember listening to the game on the radio. I went to go get some Chinese food, came back, then was watching it. And I'm sitting there. It was Santana, Wainwright. And I'm like, oh, boy, this is actually going to happen. And it did.
7-year-old Stu was at David Cohn's perfect game in 1999.
Were you really?
I was. Yogi Berra and David Cohn perfect game.
Even if my team would be on the other side of it, I would love to be in the building for a perfect game or a no-hitter. What else do we got cooking, Stu?
We got two more. We have, moving to the NBA, June 30th of 2019. Kind of goes along what we talked about at the beginning of the show. It was a big day in player movement as the Brooklyn Nets, on the first day of free agency, they signed Kevin Durant from the Warriors, Kyrie Irving from the Celtics, and DeAndre Jordan from the Knicks.
You know where I was during that day?
Where's that? Here?
I was hosting here.
All right.
On Infinity Sports Network. And Billy Jockalone, who's a big Nets fan, was losing his mind, going nuts. I almost had to file a restraining order against Billy Jockalone. He hugged me so many times that day. He was just happy. He was the happiest I've ever seen him. And I love Billy, and I worked with him for a bunch of years doing Eye on Football. But Billy was so, so happy, and it ended up being one big bleep show because Kyrie Irving was one big pain in the ass.
And last but not least, sticking with the NBA, June 26th of 2003, arguably the best draft in NBA history. LeBron went first overall to the Cavs, followed by Carmelo Anthony third to the Nuggets, Chris Bosh at four to the Raptors, and Dwayne Wade fifth to the Miami Heat.
Why didn't you bring up the second overall pick in that draft?
He was probably not as good as the other four players, and that is Darko Milicic to the Pistons.
Could you have imagined if Carmelo would have been on the Pistons? With how great that team was?
Rip Hamilton, Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Billups.
Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah, that would have been a fun team.
Yeah, that would have been great. So based off that, let's fade out the music. LeBron getting drafted back in 2003 on this day. Actually, in sports history, even though the segment is this week, but that's part of the week. When you look back at it, who's the greatest draft pick of all time? And I don't think anyone will be surprised by my answer. Now, You could be the number one overall pick and be the greatest draft pick of all time. But when you are the 199th pick in the sixth round of the NFL draft and you go on to be the greatest quarterback that the game has ever seen, that's the first name that I thought of when we said we were going to do this segment today based off LeBron getting drafted all those years ago, is that Tom Brady is the greatest draft pick in sports history. And seven Super Bowl championships, six with the Pats, you know, replaces Drew Bledsoe, which, think about that. Could you imagine if the media coverage that there is today was like that all those years ago in 2001, where the coverage was more visible because of social media? Bill Belichick, after the Drew Bledsoe injury, when Bledsoe was ready to go, he benched the highest paid quarterback in the league. Said, you're not getting your job back. And Brady went on to go win a Super Bowl. And then remember, because 9/11 happened that year, there was no off week because they took the week off. There was no off week for the Super Bowl. There was no bye week. So Brady got hurt up against the Steelers in the AFC Championship game. Bledsoe comes in, has that big touchdown pass. And Belichick, I think it was like the Wednesday of the week, Bledsoe told me or something like that once, he went back to Brady. And we know Brady ended up winning the Super Bowl MVP and ended up winning seven championships, six with the Pats. So Brady, to me, is the greatest draft pick in sports history. Stu, off LeBron getting drafted on this day in sports history, who is your greatest draft pick or the one you want to talk about?
For me, it's Michael Jordan. He's a higher pick, obviously, than Brady, third overall, but somehow two teams passed up on him. Six titles, six finals MVPs, five MVPs overall. I think the legacy speaks for itself. And the fact that the Bulls got him at three and they didn't have to be drafting number one, I think just makes Michael just an incredible draft pick, obviously.
Yeah, when we were doing this topic, obviously, you could see, like, it's weird to say, like, a better value. You know,
the Brady value is pretty. You have the GOAT and drafted at the end, basically.
Yeah, like,
it's pretty incredible.
I have to pick Brady, right? Like, if I didn't pick Brady, I think everyone would be stunned. But the next name I thought of was Michael Jordan. Yeah, so that's a great one. All right, Chris Hess, what do you got?
I'm going to go Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay.
I say that because I firmly believe he was the first of the new school ball players after he got drafted in the late 80s. And the swagger, just the way he presented himself, the way he played the game, it was exactly what baseball needed at that time, that it was an old regime. We need some new faces in here. And what better face to have than Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that answer, but it's a heck of an answer. It definitely is. And the unfortunate part with Ken Griffey Jr., it's like, look how great his career was. It's wild that we could say, look how great his career was. And because of the injuries, like, it could have even been better. He could have been even, he's an all-time great. He could have been even more of an all-time great still.
And he was kind of betrayed where he was, some of those Mariners teams were really good,
yeah,
but he never had the chance to win a ring. And that's such a missed opportunity because he was just unbelievable.
It's, you know, I hate to make the comparison, but I, and Griffey to me is better than Mike Trout. But the way we are going to look at Mike Trout's career, I think, is similar to Ken Griffey Jr., where it's going to be, hey, all-time great, phenomenal, sensational, no doubt about it, first ballot Hall of Famer. But imagine if the injuries didn't occur. Now, the shameful part with Trout is he only made the postseason one time, and they got swept in that wild card round, so that's just a travesty. Ack, you just heard some of the answers. You are like a sports almanac.
I got a couple. Now,
go ahead.
I'm not sure what I walked in late, so I wasn't sure if the criteria is like best value, like you said, Brady.
Doesn't matter.
Because the three that come to the top of my mind, Mike Piazza, drafted 62nd round.
Which was a favor.
Yes. Only, could you imagine that?
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't the
Piazza's
fact that
his father and Tommy Lasorda's the relationship.
Exactly. Then Mike Piazza may never have been in the major leagues. And plus, when you're at that spot to make it through the minor leagues, you have to have somebody in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one.
Sensational.
Henrik Lundqvist, a seventh round pick. He did not win the six Super Bowls seven Super Bowls like Tom Brady did. But
top 10 goalie of all time.
Yeah, one of the best players to never win the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that comes to mind only because where he was picked. Now, there's a little revisionist history here.
Is this a New York athlete?
No. Actually, okay. there are two because of where they were picked. One would be Dan Marino. Could you imagine getting away with that today?
No, 100%.
I mean, you know, because Dan Marino was wasn't like, oh, nobody knew him, or I mean, he was an All-American quarterback, and somehow how he wasn't drafted in the top 10 was amazing, not let alone late in the first round. And another, again, times have changed a little, but Kobe Bryant. Stu, I can't believe you didn't come up with that one.
I thought of him, but the only reason I didn't pick him was because he wasn't drafted by the team that he technically. Well, technically. That's the only reason I didn't.
So you pick know
him.
What?
It was part of the.
I'm glad you actually bring this up. And I always feel like weird now talking about Kobe Bryant because it's like crazy that he's no longer alive. But this is nothing. Well, I guess it's sort of the start of this, but it's a totally different point. When the draft happens tonight, it's the dumbest thing that the NBA does.
The worst.
These guys get drafted, then they get traded, but because it's not official yet, they're all wearing the hat for the team that they get drafted by that they're never going to play for, and they already got traded, and they still have that hat. I'm going to draft tonight. I've been to enough drafts here. There's always a media member that is not, like, it's unfortunately usually an older media member that's not really plugged into their phone. And they just go there, and they sit there, and they see, like, some guy wearing a Rockets hat, but he already got traded to the Jazz, and he's asking about the Houston Rockets. It is so cringeworthy. It is so awkward. I understand because it's not official yet. That's why they do it, but we all know that that player gets traded or something like that.
I don't remember who it was. I don't think maybe it was Ray Allen. I remember somebody being drafted and then being told during the interview that he was being traded.
Yeah.
What do you think of this? And and here's another one that was this guy has been in the news cycle the last couple of hours. Mikal Bridges drafted by his hometown Sixers after starring in Villanova.
Not only that,
2 seconds later he's gone.
His mother.
Yeah,
works for the organization.
Yeah.
And I was working for, I think I was working for 97.5 at the time. Devon Givens, who is related to Mikal Bridges, was hosting the Sixers draft show on 97.5 from the facility, is crying, right, because his relative gets drafted by the Sixers.
The hometown Sixers.
And then they trade him. And the guy they traded was Zaire Smith, I think.
Yeah, it was not a good.
He had some allergic reaction, like his foot was also like all messed up.
But not
too.
Only that, but Mikal Bridges would have been the perfect guy for that team.
Yeah.
Now he becomes perfect guy for the Knicks.
Yeah. All right. It is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a break. Good stuff right there by Ack. I always counted. I always knew they were going to give us a few random factoids by the actor Rich Ackerman. You should write a book.
Thank you. Random factoids.
Seriously, random sports like history. We could, like, if I was, what was that? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
If I needed to like call someone, I think you'd be very high up on my list.
Thank you.
I don't know. You may. The pressure may get to you.
I told you about this. Somebody had me on.
Oh,
on
yeah,
that
that's list. Right.
And I really felt it. I was very, very nervous.
Did you give him the right answer?
No,
I vaguely remember.
It didn't get that far. Either he was out or he went with something. It was another topic that he went with somebody else. You had to submit a list of like, you know, 10 people.
Yeah,
my
favorite was some guy once won and he called his dad on like the last one, and it's like this great viral clip. He goes, "Dad, I'll read you the question. I know the answer. I'm going to win the money. But I just wanted to call you and tell you I'm about to win $1 million, which is just one of those great moments. Okay, good stuff right there. We'll take a break. Come on back, a little Winkler Wednesday. Next, Scoopy Robinson is going to join us in studio. We will preview the draft and also talk about all the craziness in the NBA. That will come your way at 5:20 p.m. Eastern time today.
It's an epic battle for the Infinity Sports Network. Sack.
Lethargic. Putrid, pathetic quitters. They're quitters. What a joke.
Bart.
Something fun to talk about? That's what we do here. It's like, hey, guys, it's like we're just hanging out at a bar talking sports.
It's time for Winkler Wednesday. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Make sure my energy is good for this one. The great Bart Winkler is here with us. He is the host of the Bart Winkler Show, weeknights on the Infinity Sports Network, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And also, he's wearing a hat that says he's the world's best dad. I'm assuming that was a Father's Day gift that you just got, and that's an awesome Father's Day gift. How you doing, my friend?
It was. Thank you. I'm not wearing it to do it for any other reason than to remind my son that I am the world's best dad because he's been a little bit of a jerk as of late. So he
needs... Your son has?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't your kid like 3?
He's going to be 5 in August.
Oh, wow. August what?
That doesn't matter. What do you want, his social too?
No, no. I'm just born in August, so I was curious. I wonder if we shared the same birthday.
Double-digit day?
No. Okay, we don't have to get into that much detail. I'm August 9th, by the way. I'll be expecting a happy birthday from you.
Well, it's the same weekend then as him.
Okay, gotcha. So what is he, August?
You know what? I'll remember that. I'll track that in my phone right now, Zach's birthday.
I expect like a handwritten note to the 345 Hudson Street Studios from Bart Winkler saying, Zach, you're a dear friend. I love you. Happy birthday.
That's maybe I'll even hand deliver it so I can finally see my employee building.
But anyway, I have a statement here from Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Phoenix Suns. His team is in the news right now because last night you were on the air while all this chaos was going down, and you had breaking news where Mikal Bridges gets traded to the Knicks for 4 unprotected first-round picks and then some. And it's probably tough to react with the whole Nets and Rockets trade because I didn't get it at first. There was like 6 tweets from Woj. And then eventually—
I tried to read it, man. I tried to read it on air, and I was just like, guys, I'm sorry. I can't. Yeah. This is weird. This is too much.
But basically what happened was it was like both teams were the GM in draft day where they were like, oh, I want all my picks back, and then Putney just because I feel like it. So the Nets get their picks back. And then the Rockets basically get all the Suns picks to try to go get a deal done. And there's been speculation that Kevin Durant is going to get traded to the Rockets. And if it's not Durant, then it's Devin Booker. So here is the owner of the Suns, and I'll get your reaction to this. Matt Ishbia on Twitter a few moments ago. NBA draft night is the best. Everyone talking about the drama and storylines. Some are right and some are wrong. My turn, of course. Phoenix loves Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant loves Phoenix. And we are competing for a championship this year because we have the team to do it. Gotta love draft night. Go Suns. Your thoughts, Bart?
I would like to see us go, and this may long-term hurt our industry, but I would like to see us go to a more statement-free society.
Okay.
Where we don't feel the need to give statements on everything. Like, he's basically giving a statement. This is the owner of a team.
Yes.
Who is responding to conversation that happened online. So he's basically responding to that. What happens if there is a trade? What happens if all of a sudden a trade comes up that is too good to pass up? Now he's put himself in a situation where he looks bad. Giannis, thankfully, has been in Milwaukee the entire time. Mm-hmm. But Giannis, every like 6 months in the beginning of his career, he'd come out and he'd say, oh, I love this town. Yep. Oh, loyalty's in my DNA. And I'm like, that's great to hear, but also don't do that anymore, because if you do leave, it's going to look dumb and make us mad. And this dude, this Texas A&M coach, this guy needs to be excommunicated from sports. Oh. The worst thing I ever saw in my life.
Actually, I think we have that sound. So this is the Texas A&M baseball coach, Jim, what's his name, Schlossnagel?
Strawberry.
Schlossnagel?
Schnossberry.
Schlossnagel, Schmagel, Schmagel, Bagel. Bagel with Schmier, yeah. Schnossnagel, Lagel, Lagel. He's the coach at A&M. They lost the College Baseball World Series, right?
That's what the rumor is, yeah.
To Tennessee. Was it to Tennessee? Chris Hess.
All
is
I know is
me,
Tennessee
yes.
won. That's all I know.
Good old Rocket Top. So he gets a question in a post-game press cut. We have the audio playing. Here was the reaction.
About your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you.
What a jerk!
But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Write that. So Schlossnagel Bagel Schmagel, he's now the coach of Texas, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, and was that true that he met them in a cemetery? I saw a report that he, because then they knew nobody would be there at the cemetery.
Wait, what? That seems like a fake tweet.
I know, but it's too good not to just. It's so that's why I did that. Was that true? That's why I did that, because even it. So I don't know why people do stuff like that. And the more defensive it seems people get, the more obviously there's some truth behind it. And then this poor like reporter, you know, being and I know you've been to a lot of events and you've got it down. You're a pro. But when I still go and do a Q&A, I feel like nobody wants me there. They don't want these questions. Don't need us. We need them. And so I was talking about this last night and someone said, well, why does the reporter fight back? And it's just that's not the arena to do that in. So now I got to add this guy. Straws
a bagel.
Yeah. I got to add this guy. Now this is four coaches that I am actively rooting against. Him.
Okay.
Craig Counsell of the Cubs.
Oh, okay. That's personal. Sure.
JJ Redick.
Yeah. Douche.
Who thinks he's super cool. Mm-hmm. And there was some article I was reading today about, if you don't like him swearing, then F you. It's not that he swore.
Okay, continue.
It's that he swore to look cool.
I had no problem with him cursing. But he didn't. Remember, I hate JJ Redick.
The first one might have been that. He swore, and then he swore 10 seconds later.
Okay, and then who's the fourth coach that you hate?
Oh, Doug Gottlieb.
Why?
Because I don't think. Oh, I'm rooting against him so bad.
Why? Because he's doing the radio show and coaching?
Well, first, I'm a UW-Milwaukee guy, not a UW-Green Bay guy. But second, if he succeeds, Zach, it's over for us.
What do you mean? If he
then
succeeds,
everybody realizes how easy this job is, that you can coach a D1 basketball team.
Yeah, no, I actually looked at it as inspiring. Because, you know, Doug is an afternoon radio host on a national network, so am I. So then I could go coach basketball somewhere.
But I'm not coaching anywhere. And it just shows like, oh, Bart's got a 4-hour job. Ooh, that must be hard. Yeah. These guys with these 3-hour jobs are coaching teams of the Horizon League semifinals.
If you were in afternoons, maybe you have a chance to go get a job at coaching basketball.
Or if I just start a podcast, which I did, and I haven't got any offers.
I'm just messing with you. Durant, if he gets traded to the Rockets, what would your reaction be?
I would be like, dude, I'm tired of Durant.
I am too. I want Durant, if he's going to force a trade, to go back to Golden State.
That would be good. Then he would be looked at like, it would completely erase that legacy, or it would change it in a positive way. He would be seen as the savior. They needed him to win, though. But the problem with Kevin Durant.
But what about OKC? What about OKC? Maybe go back.
That would be good, too. What he needs to do is I think I've told you this, he needed to play in the 80s or the 90s.
Why?
He needed to play where there wasn't a social media era.
Oh, 100%. He should have.
Because he would probably just have stayed with the Thunder or maybe been on another team.
No,
but
He would have stayed with the Warriors. He was fine with being the villain, everyone rooting against him at first. And then he was like, oh, Eggface 24567, who loves Jim Schlosser Bagel, is tweeting me each and every day and saying, go win a real championship. So I'll go try to do that. Charles Barkley has changed the way that we're all going to look at Kevin Durant. He's a top 20 player of all time. He is. He's not top 10, probably not top 15, but top 20, right? If you're top 20, you should be an immortal, but it doesn't feel like an immortal because we're all going to look back and be like, yeah, he was more of a bus rider rather than a bus driver.
Well, if he would just like not care what, and again, it's not that he cares what, okay, if Charles Barkley says something about me as a basketball player, I care. But if other people say, sure, I might care. Like, oh, I sat these tweets, man, these are, you know, they pile up.
Yeah,
after
if Doug Gottlieb said something about you as a radio host, you would care, right?
Doug who? But you can't equate the burner accounts can't hurt you as much as Charles Barkley hurts you. And that's what he did.
No, 1,000%. How are you going to cover the draft tonight with all these players that like we don't know that end up getting drafted and you have to react to it?
I don't know. My old co-host used to take off during the NBA draft. I should have done that.
Get Shep on. Be a good guess.
Oh, yeah, I could get Shep on. Mm-hmm.
You know, Shep also claims that he may be the world's best dad, just how he claimed like he could coach the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm not even a dad yet, but I know I have the skills to be one.
And Shep isn't even a father.
But he knows he will be a good one. Why are we doing this?
1,000%. You know, Bart, why do you keep on bringing up with me when you're on McGill? Why do you keep on bringing him up? Bart, have a great show tonight. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. That was a fun segment, a very fun segment. I needed those laughs. We'll come on back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows. From legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend. That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.